school style. Welcome to the SKD cast. This is episode 4, bitch. Hello, everyone. It's Danny again with the SKD cast, episode 4. I'm on my own again this time. Lee's away somewhere. It's about 3:30 Wednesday morning, and I can't sleep, so I thought I'd make you guys a podcast again. Gonna kick things off with a band called 3 Minute Warning. I saw these last month. I went to see Pickle Dick in Leeds and Catchy Kebabs, I think. They were playing at Joe's as well, and yeah, this song's really cool. This song's called Weekend Waster. Yeah, check it out, they're pretty cool. Yes, that was Weekend Waster by a band called 3 Minute Warning. I think they're from Wales, but I don't particularly know. Anyway, they're pretty rad. If you ever get a chance to go see them, I strongly suggest you do. Next up, there's a band I found on MySpace recently that absolutely blew me away. In fact, I didn't find it on MySpace. Somebody on Punktastic pointed me their way, and they absolutely blew me away. I think they're amazing. Another like melodic technical skate punk band. The band's called 32 Frames Per Second, and you can check them out on myspace.com/32framesper second, all as one word. Their album's just come out. It's signed to 10 past 10 or 10 past 12 records. Either way, the guys from Snuff are involved somewhere, and I don't know, I just really like this record. Absolutely amazing. This song's called Nothing Left by 32 Frames Per Second. We'll Yeah, so that was 32 frames per second, and that song was called Nothing Left. Next I'm going to play a song by a band some of you might have heard of somewhere down the line. I was shopping around my local co-op and I happened to notice a best of kind of cheesy CD, so I borrowed that from their shop. This is by The Clash and it's called Tommy Gun. I hope you enjoy it, I'm sure I will. Do what you think. That was Tommy Gun there by The Clash. It's an absolutely amazing song, that song. Well, to be honest, I didn't actually think I'd get any further than episode 1 when I started this podcast thing, but I had quite a good response. I'd like to thank Phineas Gage. Phineas Gage have been absolutely awesome with me. They really support what I'm doing, and it'd be nice to get some more people kind of on the podcasting bandwagon, because as far as I can see, there's not many other guys doing, you know, underground punk rock podcasts specialising in UK bands. So the more people get behind it, the more podcasts I can do, and the more I can keep up to date what's going on. Yes, so if you have any thoughts, any ideas, if you want to email me, if you want your band playing, give me a shout, if you want gigs plugging, I can do that. All in all, just get in touch, you know, we can just have a laugh, don't matter. This next song, I don't know what to play, I'm just looking through my iTunes playlist now, but I fancy a bit of Dropkicks actually. This song's awesome. I'll play a song called For Boston by Dropkick Murphys. I'm quite well aware that Murphys aren't actually from England, so I know it's not really underground either, but, you know, I quite like this song, and islands near England, even though they're from America and pretending to be Irish. Check it out. So that was Dropkick Murphys with For Boston. It's wicked. I love the intro to that song. It's absolutely awesome. The next song I'm going to play is probably my favourite song by this band. I was watching Redemption TV, that new channel that plays live gigs. It's actually quite cool when they play some decent punk bands. I see some Flogging Molly and some Acrobats on there, and it's pretty cool. But I'm going to play a song by a band called The Dwarfs, because I saw an acoustic version with the singer from The Dwarfs doing a side project thing. And I actually forgot how much I love this song, so I went and downloaded it after I'd seen it on TV, and yeah, this song's called Everybody's Girl. It's absolutely awesome, check it out. Can you count the animals? Decisions all alone, and I need somebody there. Crystal sees into the future, tells me that she's an apple shoot that Roger really cares. We are sharing a different world, and all these naked emotions running around me swirl. I'm in love with everybody's girl. Leave Brenda there with Luke, she's giving him the boot. All but Kelly's standing by. Oh, and here comes my math firm. Ask her, do you wanna? But I never even tried. I'm sitting and wonder if we are sharing a different world. Emotions making the channels twirl. I'm in love with everybody's girl.
Everybody's girl. Oh yeah. Everybody's girl. Everybody's girl. In love with everybody.
Everybody's girl.
Everybody's girl. In love with everybody.
Everybody's girl.
Everybody's girl.
In love with everybody.
Everybody's girl.
Everybody's girl.
In love with everybody.
Everybody's girl.
I hope you guys enjoyed that song as much as I did. One band I always seem to kind of bump into when I go to see gigs in Sheffield and stuff, seen with Misfits, saw them at the Dickies last year, and one of the most entertaining live bands I've seen in a while, from back in the old punk days, like, and really good songs. I'm not really into old crusty punk stuff. I mean, I don't mind it. I enjoy like the heritage of it and stuff. I'm not particularly into it. And this band is just awesome. This song is by a band called Goldblade, I'm sure most of you have heard of. And it's called Fighting in the Dance Halls. I don't really know how you can check them out on the internet, to be honest. I'm assuming they've got a MySpace if you have a look. I'll have a look and put them up on my MySpace, myspace.com/skdcast. And we'll take it from there. So many good bands playing at the minute coming round. I mean, like Propaganda coming round, and the Scar is Dead tour, absolutely awesome. If you haven't seen any of these tours, what have you been doing with your life, pal? Get it sorted. But the Scar is Dead tour I'm kind of excited about. I mean, Mustard Plug and Planet Smash on the same tour. I'm not too keen on Bomb Ministry. I haven't heard enough by them, to be honest. I'm sure they're alright. I'm absolutely massive fan of Mustard Plug. I think they're amazing. And there's also some other amazing, like Strike Anywhere playing, and happens to be in Leeds, which is quite close, so I'm going to go to most of them. But I thought I'd play a bit of Scar, because I haven't played any yet. And this is called Brain Off Scar. Well, it's actually called Brain On Scar, but my Jesus crap. I don't know. I don't know which one it's called. Brain Off or On. They're eight. Silk Sane's wrong, isn't it? And, yeah, this song's called Brain Off and or On Scar by Mustard Plug. Go and see him live if you can.
Looking in the park just the other night, this
man comes up to me, says, what would you like? I said, I'd never be another picture or two.
He don't never ran.
is your brain. This is your brain, Oscar. This is your brain. This is your brain, Oscar.
Dancing on the floor, just hopping and skanking.
DJ on the mic, pulling non-stop ranking.
Give me any music that'll move my feet.
Give me any music with a two-tone beat. Your brain.
This next song is probably going to be the last song, and it's by an old favourite of mine, Pendleton. I've played them before on the show. Absolutely fucking amazing band, I'm telling you. Their EP, I bought it from HMV.com. I think it was about £3 or £4. It weren't very much at all. And it's one of the best EPs I own. Four tracks, and they're all face melters. I'm going to play a song called A Bright Future for Pendleton. Check it out. I hope you enjoy it. All the list of the songs I've played tonight and all the bands that I've played are going to have links on our MySpace. Check it out. Tell your friends to come give it a listen. And if you've been podcast, please put a mailer out and tell all your fan base that I featured you on the podcast, because that's the only way I'm going to get new listeners. And I want to keep doing this, but what's the point in keeping doing this if I'm not getting anybody listening? It's my own pleasure and I may as well just talk to myself. So if you do enjoy it, give me a shout, let me know what you think. Once again, that's www.myspace.com/skdcast. This has been the fourth episode of the SKD Cast, and I'll catch you all next time. This song's called A Bright Future by Pendleton. Check it!